With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Many of us would like to gaze into a crystal ball and see what the future will be like. Well, Matt Fitzpatrick, an ecologist and professor at the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science, did just that for Baltimore. And he discovered that our future is Mississippi. In an article published in the scientific journal Nature Communications, Fitzpatrick examined the best available climate change modeling data for 540 North American cities 60 years from now, assuming that current rates of greenhouse gas pollution continue. Here's Fitzpatrick.
By 2080, if we expect Baltimore's climate to become most like climates found in the Deep South today. So we're talking Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, East Texas, those kinds of places. And actually the best match is a town called Cleveland, Mississippi, in the northwestern part of the state.
In case you're not familiar with this other Cleveland, Cleveland, Mississippi is a depopulating town of about 12,000 people in the Mississippi Delta that has a per capita income less than half that of Baltimore's. It was home to the legendary blues musician W.C. Handy, who called himself the father of the blues. How does the weather in Handy's hometown compare to that of Charm City?
So in summer, we're talking about 6 degrees Fahrenheit warmer on average and about 8% drier. And the really big changes come in winter. So winter in Cleveland, Mississippi is about 9 degrees Fahrenheit warmer on average than Baltimore is today and about 60% wetter.
Overall, Fitzpatrick projects that the Baltimore area will get about a half foot more rain every year. That will have a major impact on flooding, as will rising sea levels. It will also mean significantly more runoff pollution being washed from farms and parking lots into the Chesapeake Bay. From a cultural standpoint, one significant change will be the virtual elimination of snow in the winter, Fitzpatrick predicts. From 1980 through 2018, Baltimore had 30 days per year on average with snow on the ground. With climate change, that is expected to fall to about 1 day per year by 2080.
So you can think of White Christmas as becoming a thing of a past or something that happens only once in a generation, a very rare event. So it's a completely different kind of place.
Other scientists have reached similar conclusions. Christina Dahl is senior climate scientist with the nonprofit Union of Concerned Scientists. She said that historically, Baltimore's had an average of 6 days per summer with a heat index over 100 degrees Fahrenheit. By the year 2050, that is expected to rise to 37 days per summer.
Extreme heat affects people's health directly. Low level, people can suffer from heat exhaustion or heat cramps. But the longer we're exposed to extremely hot conditions, the more susceptible we are to more severe heat-related illnesses like heat stroke, which is something that can require hospitalization and can even be fatal.
Much of this health burden would fall on the elderly and poor who can't afford air conditioning. And it would impact children who struggle to learn in antiquated public school buildings that lack air conditioners. The researchers emphasize that all of this warming is not inevitable. For example, if the world switches to cleaner, low-carbon sources of energy by mid-century, Baltimore's climate change would only be about half of what Fitzpatrick projects, meaning we'd end up more like Jonesboro, Arkansas, instead of Cleveland, Mississippi, by the year 2080. That's still a big shift and should be a major motivation to change. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.